Blog Talk Radio.
Another week, we made it to another day, and most importantly, we made it to another rehab. Welcome to rehab, everyone. It's your first time listening to rehab. I'd like to welcome you. I'd like to also let you know there's very, very simple rules to rehab. The rules to rehab are there'll be no judgments, there'll be zero egos, there'll be zero issues. Zero problems. This is the land of peace. Your 15 minutes, little less than 15 minutes of peace. Your rehab. Once you leave all the negativity outside the door, come on in. Take your shoes off, take your hat off, take your costume off, because it is Halloween for about 59 more minutes. Hopefully you had a wonderful Halloween. I've seen a lot of kids in the neighborhood, which is good, because, you know, some years you don't see any kids, and it makes you feel bad that, because, you know, as a kid growing up, you like going trick-or-treating and getting candy if your family allowed you to. My family didn't at first, and then after a while, after I complained and probably cried, they finally let me go out and get candy. So you want to see the kids enjoy themselves and have a good time. If this is your first time listening to rehab, this is just your 15 minutes of peace. Your time to relax, be calm. Don't worry about no problems, no issues. Just take this time for you with all the things you see on TV, all the shows, especially in news and the world we live in. It's just really really crazy world. So this is your time to take a break from all of that. Think of me as your co-host of peace. You're the host of peace. I'm just the co-host. I'm just here helping you put the show together. And so I was watching a show the other day. It was basically about a guy, you know, had to feed his family. Which is real life. This is real life. This is a show, but this is basically as real life as it gets. You have a kid or two. You have a wife, and as a man, you want to provide. And so he took two or three jobs, worked day and night to provide for his family, and that's something we like to call sacrifice. He could be selfish and just run out on a woman. But he decided to work, and he decided to provide for his family. And that's what sacrifice is about. Sacrifice is doing something that you might not necessarily want to do, but you're doing it for the betterment of the people around you, the person that you're with, for your family, for your friends. Even if if you go to church, or not even if you don't want to use church as an example, you sacrifice for people at your job sometimes. You sacrifice for people that you hang out with, maybe groups you hang out in, because you want to please people, but you also want to show people that you could be a loyal person. And that's a part of sacrifice is sacrificing. Because I went back and forth on what word I wanted to use. So sacrifice is kind of a strong word, right? I wanted to use compromise, because every time I hear about marriage, I hear the word compromise. Every time I hear about doing things for others, I hear the word selflessness, you know. And so I was kind of battling back and forth what word to use for this show, and I went with sacrifice. You need to sacrifice in order to do for others, right? So back for the, to the show I was watching, a man was working day in and day out to sacrifice for other people, to sacrifice for his family. And so if this is the first time you listen to Rehab, I want to let you know that there's questions. I always have questions. I'm always going to ask questions. I'm never going to stop asking questions. We need to continue to ask each other questions. So the best thing you could do with anything that you evolve in is ask questions. There is never a dumb question. They say in school, there really isn't. Even if someone said a dumb question, to them it might not have been dumb. So the question is, do you go out your way for others? Do you go out your way for others? And if you say no, it's all about me. Why would I go out my way for anybody? And I'll say to you, why are you so selfish? So while you sit and think about that, I'll go for a little while, and I'll be right back. One of my favorite movies, I like war movies. Even though I'm about peace, I like war movies. And I know. Don't give me a hard time about it, but I like war movies. And one of my favorite war movies, it was just kind of not a war movie, but it was a war movie, had a war in it, was Forrest Gump. And in Forrest Gump, there's a part of the movie where his friend gets shot, right? And they're basically taking on a lot of fire, and they have to, you know, retreat towards the, you know, away from the fire that's going on, the people that are shooting them. And Forrest Gump basically carries his whole platoon back out of the way of fire. I mean, he's carrying 3, 4, 5 people, not at a time, but he's picking one up, drop one off, picking one up, drop one off. And so that's one of my favorite parts of the movie, because me personally, I like to help people. I like to do things for other people, you know, and that's what he was doing. He didn't think about himself. He wasn't selfish. He was selfless. And he went and tried to help as many people in his platoon as he could, carrying people left and right. And that's what sacrifice is. It's carrying something for somebody, even though you may not want to do it. Move is a really good example of that. Who, like, raise your hand if you like to help someone move? I'm sure no one listening is raising their hand. Helping someone move is the worst. No one likes it. But in most cases, you might complain to yourself. You might not even text the person back until you finally get around to texting them back. But you help, because if you care about a friend, you will help them move. And so that's what sacrifice is going out your way for somebody or for someone else, because not because you, it's because you, sometimes you do a favor and it's, oh yeah, I would love to do that, you know. I'd take you around the corner. But when you really don't feel like taking so-and-so around the corner, or you don't feel like helping so-and-so move, or you don't feel like giving so-and-so a couple of dollars to help them out, is when sacrifice comes in. Now, there's a difference, because you don't want to be sacrificing if someone else is taking advantage of you. But if you sacrifice, or if you compromise, or you decide to be selfless, make sure you're doing it not to get anything in return, but also to make sure that you're not being taken advantage of. And so, you know, like I said, you don't like to help people move. No one likes to help anybody move, right? But you do it because you want to sacrifice. You want to help another person move. And that's just how it is with sacrifice. You will find yourself going out your way. And you can, and I just said, when you sacrifice and when you're selfless and when you can't compromise for other people, you can't go into it hoping that you get something back. You're going into it knowing you're doing something for someone and you're going out your way, but you come back thinking, well, that feels good. I had helped at a homeless shelter a while back. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not the greatest saint in the world. I wish I did things a lot better. This is something I did. Me and my significant other did just because, you know, she brought it up to me. And I was like, okay, fine. You know, I don't have a problem. And when I did that, it was a great feeling. Like, I sacrificed the beginning part of my Saturday. It was a great feeling. You know, maybe some people aren't wired that way, though. Some people are like, hey, man, this is my life. I only get one of these. I'm not trying to sit around and help people and do these things and go out my way for nobody. It's about me. Okay, fine. Let it be just about you. But when you go and you have those alone times and you feeling angry and you feeling upset and you're not getting any peace, start to look in the mirror and wonder why. Maybe because you're not helping other people. Maybe you're not sacrificing. Sacrifice. And you're like, and I'm sure you're listening thinking, what does sacrifice and peace have to do with one another? Because me personally, whenever I help out someone, and I'll be totally honest. Half the time I'm sacrificing or going out my way for someone, I'm murmuring to myself. I can't believe I ain't got time. I don't feel like, why they even, you're just taking advantage of me. You're using me. You know, this is all the thoughts that go through my head, right? But then after I get over it and get out of my feelings, so to speak, I go do whatever the person asked me to do, and I feel great afterwards. I give people that know me well, I give you a hard time every time because I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do what you asked me to do to the best of my abilities. But I might complain and give you a hard time in the beginning just because that's who I am. But I know at the end of the day, I always feel better afterwards. And that's what sacrifice is about. Sacrifice is doing something for someone else, and you get nothing in return. You quote unquote wasted your time. You spend a lot of energy. You might be tired. You might have had a long day, and you're doing someone else a favor. And then after it's all said and done, you did something for somebody. You get zero in return. You sacrifice your time, your energy, and your effort. But if it brings you peace. Why? Because you were able to help someone else that needed help. And that means a lot to people. I was talking about trust last week. And this has to also do with what I was talking about week three, about the little things, doing the little things, doing little favors for people, sacrificing for people. It brings you peace. To know that someone else, like I said last week, someone else can trust you. You're trustworthy. You're a go-to person. You're clutch, so to speak. And that brings you peace. And that's what this rehab is about. It's about peace. If you can go out your way for another person without trying to get something in return, and they need you for a favor, and you do that favor, no matter how tired you are, no matter how many other things you got going on, it's a great feeling. And if you're a selfish person and all you do for yourself, but then you turn around or you look up or you look around and you have no one to talk to or no one that trusts in you or no one that asks you to do anything for them because they know you won't be clutch or you won't be there when they need it. Maybe bring yourself some peace by bringing peace and sacrificing to someone else. Until next week, may peace be with you.